from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station.
All right, Boomer Geo coming to you live for the Bill Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, I know the Mets are flying high and the Yankees are scuffling with their pitching staff, especially their closer. But yesterday, Trent Williams, bad news for the Jets. They expect him to play for the 49ers. He's their big left tackle and arguably the best left tackle in football, or yeah, one of the best left tackles in football. Now, I find it hard to think that a guy of this magnitude, this size, who has not been with the team. You know, he's been holding out because he wanted a new contract, wanted it redone, and the 49ers ended up doing that. If he does play, you're ramping it up from nothing to full-on gas.
Yeah, but he's a veteran, and he's also probably been keeping himself in shape.
I hope so. But
I mean, I wouldn't imagine he's just sitting around watching Netflix and eating and Doritos, chilling. You know?
Like, I hope not. But
I'm sure he's doing something.
It's amazing watching what the 49ers have had to go through this offseason. You know, Nick Bosa is getting paid $34 million a year. That's number one at his position.
Number one.
Brandon Ayuk, $30 million a year. That's tied for fifth at the wide receiver position. Trent Williams, with his new contract, is third at $27.5 million. Deebo Samuel, running back slash wide receiver, kind of all-encompassing player, $23.85 million. That's 14th at his position. Javon Hargrave, defensive lineman, defensive tackle, $21 million. Fred Warner, linebacker, $19 million. Christian McCaffrey, running back, $19 million. George Kittle, $15 million, the tight end. And then the highest paid fullback in the league, out of, I guess, maybe six or seven fullbacks, that's Kyle Juszczyk at $4.5 million. Plus, his wife's got the license for all those jackets.
That's
she
right.
does.
These are a bunch of guys who will not have to donate their sperm for money.
That's exactly right.
And Brock, of it.
Right. And Brock Purdy is making $934,000 this year. He's 79th in the quarterback rankings, but they can't do his contract until next year.
Yeah, and that's how you're able to pay all those other guys and build a winning roster, when you can hit on an unexpected quarterback, especially someone who is Mr. Irrelevant, the last pick in the draft. It really, really helps your ability to fill out that salary cap. Now, it doesn't mean that just because you have that space and you have that luxury that it's going to work out every time, and they had to pick Brock Purdy.
You know, it's amazing to me. I think it's it's players, it's system, it's the coach. They went all in on Trey Lance, gave up 2 first-round draft picks to go get him, and then realized that they had to cut bait because he just couldn't handle it. And then, of course, Brock Purdy stepped up, and he could handle it, and he owned it, and he took the team to the Super Bowl. So they'll pay him huge money this offseason. It'll be interesting to see how they manipulate all of that in the way that they end up, you know, paying all of these guys. It's crazy. And, you know, that you think about, you know, the Jets walking in there against the 49ers Monday night. I mean, this is the time you want to play them. You want to catch them early. You want to catch them coming through all of this contractual nonsense with guys not practicing. And maybe you catch one of the best teams in the league by surprise. I don't know if you can catch them by surprise, but, you know, and if they're going to struggle, it's going to be early in the year.
Yeah, and I feel like this is a game, especially what comes after it, as we've talked about this Jets schedule a ton, that the fan base, I mean, if they lose, it's understandable that they lost to the 49ers out in their building
how
to start
lose.
This. Exactly. So what we need to see, I don't even care if the defense looks terrible in this game because I think they'll find a way and they'll be fine, whatever. It's really how does the offense look and how does Aaron Rodgers look? Because that's the only thing that you're really concerned about coming out of this football game.
The other thing I want to see, so when you watch San Francisco, you watch Detroit, you watch Houston, you watch Miami, you'll see a lot of movement in the offense before the snap of the ball. There's guys in motion, there's guys flipping and switching positions, and that's all there to disguise what they're doing on offense to kind of confuse the defense. And, you know, there's something that we did all those years in Cincinnati when we were running the no-huddle offense. And you do that because you try to play it at up-tempo of pace. You try to confuse the defense. You try to get guys wide open. And, you know, the top four or five offenses in the league basically run the same system, and they do all of that. I want to see what the Jets do offensively. I want to see if they move people around. I want to see if they create opportunities for Aaron Rodgers to have easy completions. You know, because that's what the league has turned into. It's turned into a league that has a lot of completions either at or behind the line of scrimmage. And they're easy completions, and you get your ball, get the ball into the hands of your best, you know, athletes and let them go make plays. I'd like, you know, as opposed to just lining up and just trying to throw go patterns the whole time.
Yeah, and I don't want to see Aaron Rodgers made himself one of the greatest physically talented quarterbacks we've ever seen by creating, doing things on the run, you know, making these off-schedule throws, as you like to say.
I don't want to say that.
Yes, you say off-schedule.
I've heard it plenty of times.
You taught me.
And you taught me that.
You said off-schedule.
No, they say that on Pro Football Talk.
Okay, well, you
now,
got
maybe
it.
Phil Simms uses stuff like that.
Well, whatever. You did once.
I say he likes to run around and make plays.
Okay, fine. But I don't want to. What I don't want to see is a ton of that from Aaron Rodgers at 40 years old. I know that Tom Brady did it a different way, but I want to see him step back, throw the ball, complete it. And what I don't want to see is the play that got him hurt last year, where you got a guy wide open down the middle of the field, boom, get the ball out, completion, move on. Instead, you got hesitation, run around, pop your Achilles. So just, you know, Aaron Rodgers doesn't have to be, you know, 2010 Aaron Rodgers for this team to be great. So I just don't know if he can adjust and become a different great player. He's still going to be a great player, but he's not going to be the guy where there's someone in his face. He'll spin out of it and then throw the ball 65 yards down the field to a waiting wide receiver. It's not going to be like that anymore.
Yeah, he doesn't have, he obviously doesn't have the relationship yet with Garrett Wilson in a real game like he had with Davante Adams for all those years.
Yeah.
Where they could just look at each other and they could have a running play called and Aaron would just throw the ball to him. They don't have that yet.
No.
We haven't seen it in real live time with real live players. And, you know, there has been some discussion during training camp where they are not on the same page, but that's normal. That's okay. But when the thing is going on for real and the intensity is for real, that's when you find out whether or not you have that synergy that you're looking for. He had it with Davante Adams in his sleep. I don't, you know, we got to see whether or not he has it with Garrett Wilson.
Yeah, I mean, this is also, I mean, to not have any really severe, like, intense playing time, like you're talking about, since week 17 of the 2000 or week 18, whatever it is now.
Of the 2022 season.
And then to go into San Francisco and have Nick Bosa, who does that, you know, gets down that three-point stance, he basically makes his entire body flat to the ground.
Yes.
Like a puma. It's not easy.
Not easy at all.
So I would, and it's okay if they struggle a little bit offensively. I think they'll figure it out. It's just you keep the guy upright. The offensive line has got to be aces. They got to be spectacular.
He's got to help him. He's got to help him. He's got to get rid of it. He can't hold on to it. Just like you said, he's not Tom Brady, but he needs to play the way that Tom Brady played. That's why he lasted so long.
Yeah, or just a lot of the time. Doesn't need to be all the time.
Hey, stand back on that shotgun, man. Just let it rip. He's got a great arm. He still has that. I mean, we've seen that throughout training camp.
Right. Very accurate. So
highly accurate.
Off schedule, on schedule.
Yeah.
He's good at all those things. All right, 888-808-1019. Corey in Virginia wants to talk some Mets with us this morning. What's up, Corey?
How you doing, Gio? How you doing, Boomer?
All right, Corey, what's happening?
I'm just calling about David Stern's comments, and I think it's great that he's saying that Lindor is having the best overall season in Mets history. But I think he... and he's done a great job with Minaya and Quintana. I mean, unbelievable. But we cannot go, first of all, without Mike Piazza back in 99 and 2000. I mean, single-handedly on the cover of Sports Illustrated called The Man. Just missed out on MVP. Daryl Strawberry in 87 and 88, second in MVP voting. How about Keith Hernandez? Gold Glover, revolutionized the Mets, 84, came up second in MVP voting to Ryan Sandberg. And let's not forget about the great Tom Seaver, who won 25 games.
He said position player, though. He said position player, so he can't.
A position player? Okay, yeah. Well, then also even Beltran in 06, 41 home runs, Gold Glove. We all know how that ended, so we have a sour taste in our mouth. But Beltran, Gold Glover, there was nothing he didn't snag, and was hitting 41 home runs, batting 280, whatever it was. So I think we better pump the brakes. Lindor's doing great. He's finally living up to his contract after 4 years. Let's calm down and let's see if we make the playoffs. And I like Lindor. I still am not the biggest fan, but I love what he's doing right now. But
how could you not be the biggest fan right now? I mean, honestly, like I get that he has struggled at times.
I'm just not. He just smiles too much.
What could you possibly not like about this guy at this point?
You know what? This is his first year after 4 years, and we're paying him a ton of money. I'd like to see the end of the contract, what he's doing with that 5'8" frames, if he's going to still be hitting those home runs.
Right now, he, in recency bias, the last 30 games, his splits are off the charts.
Come on.
What do you mean, come on?
You're going splits.
Yeah. You have to go split. I mean, that's how you judge these players. You look at their splits.
Yeah. Well, if you look at his close and late splits and some of his high leverage splits, that's another reason why this season has been so special for him, because he's been so clutch.
See that? High leverage splits.
High leverage splits, yeah.
All right, give me an idea. Like, in his last seven games, what's his batting average?
Well, it's on the screen.
Well, you can see it, and I can see it, but not everybody can see it. A lot of people are sitting in traffic right now going, they want to know what the splits are.
Yeah,
so
but like,
tell them what the goddamn splits are.
Yeah, but you're pretending like I just knew off the top of my head what they were. It's on the screen.
They're right in front of you.
Yeah, I know.
So what is his average for the last seven games?
333.
What's his average for the last 15 games?
344.
What's his average for the last 30 games?
341.
See, that's splits.
Mm. Yeah.
That's consistency right there. How many home runs in his last seven games?
They took it off the screen.
Three.
Oh,
how about in his last 15 games?
Oh, now it's on this other way. Six, yeah.
And how about in his last 30 games?
Eight.
How about RBIs? 6, 12, and 21.
Nice.
Runs, 7, 14, and 25.
Yeah, you're hurrying up because
stolen
this one's
bases,
gonna come off
1,
the screen,
2, and 4.
Yeah.
Look at his OPS.
Mm.
Look at that.
Oof. Juicy. Sexy. Yeah, but I mean, for someone to go, I'm still not the biggest fan. I understand he's had his struggles, but this guy has done everything you want. He's been a leader. He's been healthy. He's played every game. He's hit in clutch situations. I mean, you could say, hey, I've been waiting for this Francisco Lindor for a long time. He's been good, but he hasn't been this good. But to say I'm still not the biggest fan of the guy, I mean, he's essentially the perfect Met right now. Second in the MVP race. He never sits. He always plays every single game. Isn't that what you want?
I think David Stern's got a future in sports talk radio because he started this whole debate.
He did. Yeah.
Now everybody's screaming and yelling about what Mike Piazza did, what Keith Hernandez did, what Carlos Beltran did. We all know what they did. I mean, right now, at this moment, recency bias, 30-game splits. Boom. He's playing great, and the Mets are playing great.
Yeah.
So let's love it while it's going on.
I agree. I agree with that. By the way, Phil Simms is going to join us at 8 a.m. today.
Wow.
How about that?
Really?
Mr. Phil Simms.
Mr. Phil Simms.
We don't refer to Phil as Phil Simms. It's the great Phil Simms.
Yeah, this is the first time that we will be having Phil on, and not the last, because he's going to join us every single Wednesday throughout the football season.
Thank God it's Wednesday, not Sunday. But it is Sunday. on Wednesday at Carter.
Once I did it with four women.
Well, look at that. That's my guy right there.
Yeah. That is the man who will be joining us, as you see on CBS Sports Network, every Wednesday during the NFL season. And yes, it's not Sunday, and it's not a 12-hour day with Phil. It's going to be every Wednesday. It's going to be 15 minutes.
15.
Oh, yes.
Good. Mm-hmm. I can take him in short bursts.
Yeah. Well, I feel like he thinks the same about us, too. You know?
More you than me.
And I don't know about
and
that.
He occasionally may come in, maybe? Or
yeah,
once.
He might. Yeah, just to smack Al around a little bit, because Al's a... got a bony ass or something.
Oh, wait till he hears I have very fragile bones now. There'll be no...
Well, believe me, he knows.
There'll be no pushing me around.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. He smacked my ass harder than anybody's ever smacked my ass.
I know that. And that was... It was
intense.
He does that a lot. Like, he thinks
it was
like
so hard, he ended up apologizing. Yeah. He was like, hey, man, I'm sorry. That was too much.
That's what he used to do to his linemen.
Yeah, but I mean...
I never did that to my linemen.
You never smacked a lineman's ass?
Not like, but I like the way he does. And plus, he's got those farm hands.
Yeah, it is true. Right?
Like, he grew up on a farm.
Yeah, it's like his hands, like the hamburger helper hand.
Yeah.
You know, it's got like a face.
Very thick. He is one thick son of a bitch.
Thick son of a bitch. Thick and stiff.
Very stiff.
Thick, stiff, and very white. These are the things when you think of Phil Simms. If you're
a little annoyed at this stiff white thing. Mm.
All right, it's Boomer and Geo on the fan.
We're just getting started. It's going to be a long season.
Oh, God. Boomer and Geo on the fan at CBS Sports Network. Coming up next, during Jerry's update, you're going to hear this scuttlebutt, this dating scuttlebutt that's out there involving a star athlete and somebody you probably know. This could be the new Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the fan and CBS Sports Network. When we were out last week, did you guys discuss the Giants top 100, Jerry? And
a little bit, nothing crazy.
Well, the reason what just was reminded was that Rabbit Phil Simms on at 8 o'clock. And
oh, nice.
We had talked to Phil about whether it was a top 10 or a top 5 guy. Came in at 11, which is
Phil
a good
Simms
number for
came
him.
Came in at 11?
Yeah, well, you got to remember, the Giants' 100 years, they have a number of Pro Football Hall of Famers. So those Hall of Famers are naturally going to be put in front of the guys that are not in the Hall of Fame.
Okay.
Okay? So that's where it all starts and ends.
Can you give me the 10? Lawrence Taylor's got to be one, I imagine.
Yeah, number one.
Okay.
Rosie Brown.
Number two. Mel Hine, number three. Played in the 30s.
When did he play?
30s.
30s. See, that's the one that's just like...
Right, no disrespect,
yeah,
but
I know.
Okay. Like, who else?
I mean, you could be lying to us about his career. We don't know that it happened, you know? Be like Moby Dick, you know? Frank Gifford, number four.
Okay.
Strahan, number five. Emlyn Tunnell, number six.
When did he play?
Let's see. Walked into Giants office in 1948. He's the first black player to play for the Giants.
Okay.
So, yeah. That's him at six. Harry Carson, seven.
Right.
Eli Manning, eight. Sam Huff, nine. Andy Robustelli, 10. Phil Sims, 11.
I'm going to say something that people will yell at me. I thought Sims was better than Eli. On a game-to-game, week-to-week basis, I did.
Oh, man.
Wow.
If Phil's listening to this.
Wow, man. Man, Phil's going to love you.
Oh, boy.
And you're a Cowboy fan.
And I hated Phil because of that. I did. Oh, yeah, of course.
But you like him now.
Oh, how could you not?
Hi, I'm Phil Sims.
Hello, Phil. I know that sounds crazy to say that, but...
You
knew I'm not saying, like, one is nine and the other's 35, but, like,
you knew they weren't going to put Phil ahead of Eli on this list.
Why? Eli's got two Super Bowl MVPs.
I know.
Phil also had
the greatest Super Bowl of any quarterback I've ever seen.
Phil,
yeah, 22 for 25.
Right, yeah, I know, but Eli also was the quarterback of the greatest postseason run in the history.
You're not wrong. You're right.
There was no way they were putting
Remember Phil what I just said? On an every week, game-to-game basis. You're right. Eli had two of the greatest runs I've ever seen a quarterback have.
Well,
not
one run where they beat the
Magical.
Patriots undefeated. That was unbelievable. All three games on
Agreed.
The road.
I
and
agree.
Then have to go and beat an undefeated Patriots team.
Not arguing with that.
The greatest single playoff run in professional football
100%.
History.
100%. So right. Game to game, week to
That's
week.
That was a legacy 5 weeks, essentially.
And Phil also had a team. He would have won a second Super Bowl if needing to get hurt. That team was so good in 1990.
You're right.
He was a huge part of that.
Yeah.
Tiki Barber, number 14.
Okay.
He made a top 15.
He would have made the top 10 had he not cut his own career short.
Mm. Yep.
I don't even know the answer to this. He's still the leading rusher in Giants history?
Yeah, he's
history?
Over 10,000 yards, yeah. And I think he's the only 10,000-yard rusher not in the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Hmm. How about that, bro?
He would have hung around, he would have won a Super Bowl the next year.
Yeah. You know what? Tiki came in right before Tuffy Lehman's. What? He did. Tuffy Lehman's was 15, and Tiki was 14. 1936, he led NFL rushers 830 yards.
Where's Dave Jennings on the list?
I think we did this already, right? Jennings in the 30s or 40s or something like that?
Where was Sean Landetta?
Sean Landetta, 47.
Okay.
Okay.
Dave Jennings, 53.
Oh.
Landetta was, off the charts punter.
Yeah, and it just all-around great guy, too.
Yeah.
You know?
Yep. Sees you, wants to come up and say hello.
Oh, okay. You have the ability to click this in as well. Chris in Hicksville, what's going on, Chris?
I'm going to be real quick, Jerry. I mean, I know you're a Cowboy fan. I couldn't agree with you more about Phil and Eli. And like you said, there's no separation, but I take Phil any day over Eli. He was more consistent. And plus, he's my guy. I love Phil, man.
He's your guy.
I'm going to tell you, Eli's such a nicer guy, though.
You
got to love Eli. I mean, Eli's just, you can't not love Eli.
I grew up in the 70s, and when Phil was a blessing, you know, I was one of the guys that didn't boo him when he was drafted.
Yeah, you were coming out of the dark ages. There's no question about it. And he and Parcells together saved the franchise.
Absolutely. I got two jerseys of athletes growing up because I really don't do that. Ron Greshner and Phil Sims.
Attaboy.
Those are my guys.
There you are. Your guys are hard scrabble guys.
Yeah, Phil's getting a lot of love this morning.
Man, oh God.
I mean, and yes, it's an opinion that these guys have that Phil day to day was better than Eli Manning, but you knew there was no way that the top 100 list was going to have Phil over Eli.
When they,
no way.
I know. And Jerry makes a very good point that he could have won a second Super Bowl MVP as well.
Yeah.
He could have.
Absolutely.
But it's unfortunate that he didn't.
Weren't they unbeaten when he got
yes.
hurt? I mean...
Yeah, he was great. But, you know, look,
facts
man,
are facts there.
They are, Jerry.
I know. Eli Jeff Manning Hossa was an Iron Man, you know?
Who yes, he was.
I mean, Al, you've met both. You know Phil better than you do Eli.
I do, yeah.
Who do you like better?
Well, I like Phil better because, as even as a quarterback, more consistent. Eli, sometimes he's goofy Eli. He's trying to be hilarious at all times.
Well, he is pretty funny.
I don't really find Eli funny.
But, yeah, Eli and did you see Eli and Peyton doing their Broadway play with the Manning
cast?
No,
I'm not clicking on that.
You got to click on it. It's hilarious.
No, they're not hilarious.
I found that to be very funny. They got the coaches in there now. It's a quartet singing on stage. They got Roger Goodell sitting in the crowd on the phone, not paying attention. But then everybody seems to like what they're doing. You know, they control it. You know how it is.
All right, so speaking of Giants quarterbacks, Jerry, there was a...
All right, so we're brought to you by the Farmer's Dog. Yesterday. Yep, fresh human-grade dog food delivered right to your door and brought to you by Town Fair Tire. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. We'll get to the Mets and the Yankees in a moment. So Jermaine Illuminor was on with Kay Adams yesterday. And so as she is getting set to discuss the Vikings game this week, this is how she presents it to Illuminor and referencing one Daniel Jones.
Week one. You got to protect your boy, my boy, the world of internet thinks my boy. I don't even want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about it. Oh, God.
I've seen it. I know what you're talking about.
Jermaine, it's a girl can't win.
Okay, so then she would continue just supporting him.
I'm trying to hype up your boy.
Daniel's a great looking guy. I mean, shoot.
Is he keeping that beard?
I've been telling him to keep the beard. Like, the beard...
Your team beard.
100%. My beard's not as good as his beard. His beard is voluptuous. Let's go with that.
How do you protect him? How do you protect him this week?
All right, so that's the question. Here's the rest of the answer, and then her at the end again.
I know that everyone's going to be watching the offensive line. I understand the bias here, but this training camp has been huge for all of us, and I believe in every single one of the guys that's going to step out there on Sunday against his defense, and I'm really excited for it.
I believe in you. Go protect my boyfriend. Week one, let's go. Jermaine Illuminor joining.
And that was it.
Now, I think that she's having some fun.
Yes.
But I also think there is something there. There's something there because the way she's like, I don't want to talk about it. Like, there's...
seemed a little uncomfortable.
He at least asked her out, or they set something up, or there's something going on. There has to be.
Remember, right? He was on with her every week last year.
That's right.
That's right.
And he's not married or anything, right?
No.
I thought she's in love with Shams Charnia.
No.
Well, that's what people have been writing. Shams, you blew it.
Right. But that's been going on for 4 years, that thing with Shams. And he's never gotten even close.
Yeah, I think Daniel Jones is single. She's single, so it works out.
Right, Kay Adams touched me more than she's touched Sean Strong.
You know, the amazing thing is that 2 weeks ago, Phil Simms and I had to do an appearance at the FanDuel offices with Kay Adams.
Was Daniel with her?
No.
Oh.
And it didn't even come up. I didn't even think to ask.
Well, you should have. You blew it.
I did blow
it. Shams.
But she was too professional.
Too professional?
She was very professional in the environment that we were in, and it probably wasn't the appropriate time to ask this question.
Well, with Daniel's personality, no one's out of his league. You know? Girls love the funny guy. Not surprising to me. She could do worse than Daniel Jones.
He's a good looking dude.
Worse. He's making $41 million.
6'6", 250 pounds.
Yeah.
Big good looking man. He's got generational wealth.
And he's also a guy that seems like he's a really good person.
Yes.
I've often told you, man, like, you know, if Kay Adams were my daughter and she brought home Daniel Jones, I'd be very happy.
You'd be thrilled.
Yes.
And maybe, who knows, maybe he's a laugh a minute and behind closed doors.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think so either, but you don't know. Did you know that Eli had this in him?
Yeah, well, I kind of.
Eli
did you? I didn't.
He was a prankster.
I mean, he also, they did that football on your phone thing while he was still playing.
He grew up with two older brothers and a dad who played in the NFL.
But his outward appearance was just like, just nothing.
Yeah, because Phil Simms didn't even have an appearance when he played. Because Bill Parcells wouldn't allow him. Until I got here. And then all of a sudden when I got here, then we were doing commercials together.
Les in Rockland County. What's going on, Les?
Hey, Gio, do you think Kay likes Daniel Jones because he actually has a muscle in his chest? unlike some other well-known sports media person from here?
I think so, Les. I do think that if she For people who don't know, Radio Row in Arizona.
She did give you one of the best blow-offs I've ever seen.
Well, blow-offs? Yeah.
The way she blew him off, walking right by him?
Yeah.
Yes. I said that very safely.
So, yeah, she grabbed my man boob and squeezed it, and I told the story on the air. And the next day. And next day she came over, and she
you
said...
You got ice eyes.
Yeah, I was... I couldn't believe it. And then everybody was laughing. Like, her former... cast mates at Good Morning Football. They were like, phew.
And then she got the walk away with the hand up. Hand up.
She also had her purse like on her arm, like kind of hanging like this.
Thank God I was sick that day.
You were sick that day?
That was the day I was sick.
Oh, wow, really? Yeah.
Thank God.
The look on your face was almost of like,
I couldn't believe
this happened.
I thought she was going to laugh and like have a good time. She seemed like someone who would laugh and have a good time.
I mean, because you were having a good time with it. You were laughing. You weren't insulted or anything.
I was making fun of myself.
Yes.
And like her being shocked at my man boobage, so she had to test it out.
But she liked your logo or something.
No, she didn't like the logo. So
have the logo on your man boob right now.
Right here. It's exactly the same thing.
Oh, it is?
No, it's not. It's not this, but it's exactly the same situation where this is where the logo was.
Yeah.
So her show was sponsored by a different tequila, and I was wearing the Casamigos,
Casamigos sweatshirt. Okay.
And she goes, "You can't wear that around here," and puts her hand on the logo, and they went, "Front, front." and I was not going to say anything.
You get aroused.
I was with it was humiliating. It's humiliating.
You get aroused. No way.
No, it was like it just totally emasculating. And I wasn't going to say anything. And then I walked away with my buddy who was there who introduced me to her because they worked on FanDuel TV. He looks at me and goes, "Man, she really went for it, huh?" I was like, "Yeah." I said, "You saw that?" He's like, "Oh, yeah. Full blown squeeze." it was very interesting.
Didn't you also joke around that she had so much fun with you? It was sexual harassment. Ha ha ha! You were joking.
Yeah, of course.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Obviously. Yeah.
It was 100% joking.
Oh, absolutely.
I will say, working with her last week, you know, there hasn't been a lot of time. I've done her show a couple times, mm-hmm. but in person, she's stunning. Stunning.
Yeah.
And really well-versed in the NFL, knows exactly what's going on.
And she gets every player to come on.
Well, she knows exactly what's going on. She knows the questions to ask, and she knows the league. She knows the sport.
And imagine Daniel Jones arguing with his girlfriend. Can you even picture that? You can't, right?
What do you mean?
I can't picture him arguing with a woman.
Where were you last night?
Yeah, right. Like, can you picture that? I haven't seen any personality from that guy at all, any anger or nothing. Like, I couldn't...
He's reserved.
Like, Kay Adams going, "Dan, you left the toilet seat up again."
Well...
Sorry. Well, that's who he is, man. That's his personality. And that's why the Giants, I think, initially really, really liked him.
Because of what?
Because he was going to be focused. He loves football. He was going to be dedicated. Now, unfortunately, injury has gotten in the way, and coaching decisions have gotten in the way, and the ownership has gotten in the way, and there hasn't been a lot of stability around him either.
Think she has him on again every week? I see Gronk will be on every week again.
I mean, you want to talk about tale of two dudes right there.
Different personalities.
Yeah, completely different personalities.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if she... I mean, if they're smart, they don't have him on every week. You know? Unless they got Ambien as the sponsor. what else you got over there?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow is right.
What else? The Mets won again. They beat the Red Sox 7-2. So they're 6 in a row, 7 of 8. They move 11 games over 500. Francisco Lindor, a 2-run homer and an RBI double. David Peterson pitched well. Half game behind Atlanta because the Braves shut out the Rockies 3-0. And you had this terrible loss by the Yankees. Had a 4-1 lead into the late innings. Wound up losing 7-4 on a game-winning grand slam by Wyatt Langford.
Oh, yeah! But what's amazing is that Rizzo's not playing because he comes off of injury, so they put LeMahieu out there.
Yeah, in the eighth inning, he just botched a ground ball. And I heard McMonagle, I can't find any LeMahieu sound. I heard McMonagle talking about it. I don't know if he read this somewhere. I can't find it. There was a high chopper that he lost the ground ball in the lights.
Yeah, it looks possible, right? Yeah, certainly possible.
Because
yeah.
otherwise, you don't just drop that ball. Watch him, Mike.
See that?
Yeah.
Like he, flinch. Like flinches.
Wow.
And, just leads to what it led to.
100%. Because that would have been one out, nobody on. Instead, he's on. They wind up scoring a couple of runs in that inning. They get the grand slam in the ninth, and they wind up losing 7-4. On top of that, the Orioles shut out the White Sox 9-0, so the Yankees a half game out now in the AL East.
The White Sox doing White Sox things.
This is what happened last night as they collided on a pop-up again, yes.
It's the Morning Show with Boomer and Geo.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports.
Hey-o.
To my left is a man who I guess did a good job when we were out filling in for Jerry. That is Pat Boyle. You were introduced to Pat Boyle on this show when he slept in Boomer's office without consent and drank one of his beers out of his fridge and then wrote a note saying, thanks for the beer, bro, and cursed in the note as well. So,
hey, I'm the star of WFAN. WFAN's Pat Boyle.
And then you've also seen him go nuts on the flag football field. He's testosterone-filled maniac that we like a lot. So we had a new read today.
Okay.
New sponsor, California Cryobank. Now, this is not a radio bit. I'm not going to force you to do this, or we're not going to dangle something out in front of you to do this, because that's not fair. But
I think you should do it.
I thought of you immediately when I read this read, because I said I should leave this out in the newsroom for the guys. So, looking for guys to earn up to $1,500 a month as a sperm donor, and says, don't let the name fool you because it's California Cryobank. They have a location right here on Lexington Avenue and many others across the country. So, if you're 19 to 38, healthy, and able to work in the U.S., you could earn up to $1,500 a month.
Yeah, I'm all three of those things.
Yeah. So,
yeah, I like it. Now, let me ask you a question.
Gonna donate some sperm?
That's actually, go ahead, Boomer. What's your question?
No, first and foremost, you look healthy. You're feeling good.
Yeah.
Healthy.
Healthy. How old are you?
29.
20. Oh, man.
He's right in the wheelhouse spot, here. Man.
Healthy.
All right. Now, the glasses.
Got some great sperm.
Well, maybe, but the glasses.
What's wrong with the glasses?
You have eye problems and situations. You know, why do you wear glasses?
Yeah. Yeah. Corrective eye vision. I've had glasses since I was a freshman in high school, so 15 years.
That's a small price to pay.
Let me ask a question. Just take your glasses off for a sec.
Well, we've seen them without glasses.
So we'll just say.
Yeah. I got to get new pad, the new rocker things. They dent my nose.
I know.
Yeah.
Hey-o. Actually, see, he's a good-looking guy.
Of course.
See, I would not wear the glasses in the picture after you donate the sperm. Just go, and not with the Nick hat either, and like a
oh no, he, you know, we've seen him dress up.
I mean, like dress up reasonably nice. You know, they do a headshot.
They see a sperm donor with a Knicks hat, I think they'd be probably more inclined to use it.
Well, it depends who is the
student of the week.
You know, maybe a couple of the gals in our audience could call in. We can
find out
what they would be looking for if, in fact, they were looking for a sperm donor. You know what I'm saying?
Like, all kidding aside, like I said, we're not going to do this thing. Like, hey, Boomer and Geo Live, we're going to, you know, extract your sperm and sell it. Like, we're not going to do that. But would you be interested in this? Like, would you actually do something like this?
Yeah, no, it's funny that you mentioned that because I wanted to. Multiple times. I've wanted to do this, and I've brought this
multiple
up.
Multiple times.
I've brought this up to my family, and every time, you know, they kind of shoot it down. And they kind of, my mom and my aunt kind of always say, why would you do that? You don't know. And you got, you know, people with your DNA running around who you'll never probably meet. What if they ask you to get involved? What if, and you don't have any.
No, internal. I think that all that stuff is, you know,
yeah, most of that stuff
down
is
low. I mean, you know, that's not.
Most of that stuff is smoothed over, but like, think about the upsides to it.
Is your mom going to give you $1,500 a month?
She's not. So she ain't paying me
I take your mom seriously on this, but you are 29.
Yeah.
You're
make your own decisions with your own sperm.
Yeah.
You know?
And I think most of the time it just came down to actually going through with it and going there and doing the thing.
Now,
there's a lot of positives because think about there's a lot of offspring that will be mine.
And look at you,
what's the chances some of them become professional athletes and then I can kind of
you're not
going to
know.
That's my
you're probably
kid.
Not going to know.
You're not going to know.
You're
though.
Not going to know.
Thing. Really? I don't get told which ones are mine?
No.
I don't think so. No.
They don't want you involved.
No.
In this.
Once they get that sperm out of you, you are done. That's it.
They got to collect it, and then you get the hell out of there.
Because it would be cool to have like a Genghis Khan kind of thing where I have.
It doesn't work that way, man. Yeah. I don't think it works that way.
Raping and pillaging. We're not doing that. you're just going to go in there and you're going to drop off a specimen and call it a day and get paid.
Now, we could get more information on this because I'm not totally sure. I do know.
The guy is a great guy.
Yeah, and, he was in here.
It's all legit. It's 100% legit.
And they do see a picture of you, the recipients of the sperm. So they know what they're getting into. When you've looked at this in the past, is $1,500 a month more or less than what you've seen?
What do you mean?
Like when you've done extensive research on this in the past.
Oh, yeah. I've read it's usually $100 per donation. So you got to pop off a good amount.
You're good for that.
I think you'd be fine.
Yeah.
I think you can just
tell by looking at you.
Yeah, today.
Right. I'm down, though, if you guys...
I'm not asking you to do it. I'm just saying I wanted you to know about this because I know that you're over there producing Moose and Maggie.
Maggie and Perloff.
Maggie and Perloff. Al came in. He's like, Pat's working on Moose and Maggie. So I know you were working down the hall and you didn't hear this read. And I said, we got to let Pat know about this.
Because we don't want anybody else out there to know about it.
Yeah.
Well,
Who else out there are viable candidates?
Big Zoo. What?
What's wrong with Big Zoo?
Nothing.
Okay.
A lot of Armenian blood in Big Zoo.
Oh, yeah. That'd be good.
Oh, Billy.
Billy Jock alone might be out of the little 38. You think Billy's probably in there, too. Billy Jock alone.
Yeah.
What was that? Yeah.
I said, yeah. I was agreeing. You said he's in there, and I said, yeah.
You were like, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, don't judge others. Let us do that.
Okay.
You just go in there.
Just deliver the juice.
And...
Yes, that's it. That's all.
Just let us know how it goes.
So here's the read.
Let us know how it goes.
Here's the read. You take that. I took that out of the garbage.
So should I call them?
If you want.
Yes.
I'm not telling
you to do
this.
We don't want your mom and your aunt upset at us. We just thought that you were a viable candidate.
That's all I was
trying
to do.
And we had no idea that you had a discussion with
him. Hey-o.
We're not sure.
And don't feel like you have to do this to make us happy or anything like that. I'm just presenting you the information with California Cryobank. That's it.
I mean, $1,500 a month for something I do almost every day is pretty good. I just got to go there. That's the thing. It's just been about the follow-through. I'm ready to follow through.
And you get paid more or less from WFAN a month.
Well, and you know how it is coming up as a part-timer in
your
early days here.
This is why I said I should leave this in the news.
If you do go and do this every day like you say you do, you'll make a lot of money and maybe you become the spokesperson for the sperm bank.
Right. And all of a
then
sudden.
Then you make some more money.
And then sales is like, man, we got to get this guy more airtime.
Right.
Because he is now the face
of the sperm bank
and the hand of the California Cryobank. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cryobank Studios. You never
know. Yeah. Oh, Cryobank Studios,
we're
the whole
comedy
thing.
Alive from the Cryobank Studios.
Yeah. Whack it with Pat. It's a new segment you could do.
Yes. Right? And you can do it in terms of like, you know, up or down, you know, like power rankings, stiff or soft.
Yeah, there you go. There to see, he's on to something.
Chock full of them, man.
All right, Pat. Well, okay. Here you go.
There you go.
All right, so should I go today?
No, do whatever you want. I'm not going to tell you what to do. Our job is now done. You make your own decisions.
That's up to you, and then you just let us know how it went if you decide to go.
If you do it, if you don't do it, it's fine. Whatever. But I don't want to influence you. I just want to make sure you had the information.
Yes.
That's all.
And we just think that you are a perfect specimen for this. But again, like I could just see your mom and your aunt right now just getting really mad at us, and I don't want that.
Yeah, we don't need that. So you make your own decisions. All right, get back to the Taz and the Moose over there. Right? All right.
I mean, dude, that climax just hits you right in the face.
It's Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. It's Pat Boyle, everybody. Pat Boyle.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Nore Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nore Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nore.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges. And acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.